Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, and her birth, etc. And from there we learn a lot of lessons, amongst which is that we must never ever lose hope in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So her mother was Hanna. Her name is not mentioned in the Quran. She is referred to as Imratu Imran, the wife of Imran. So Imran and Hanna, they were a couple. And then Maryam alayhi salam, obviously, or radiallahu anha, was the daughter. Now Maryam, Hanna and Imran didn't have children. And then she had a great desire, Imratu Imran, Hanna, that I wish I can get children. And one day she saw bird, you know, mother bird feeding their baby bird. It's very interesting to see that, those of us who see how a bird takes little grains or worm or whatever it is and puts it into the mouth of the baby bird. So when she saw that, obviously she overcame with emotion, and that's what a woman actually has. I wish I can also have children. So she was overcome with this desire to have children. And then she made dua. She made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if you give me a child, Rabbi inni nadhartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. Oh Allah, if you give me a child, then I'm going to do the following, which we'll tell you just now. So nevertheless, after that, she became pregnant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her a child. And when she knew she was pregnant, she made this dua that, oh Allah, this child that is in my womb, I am going to make this child waqf. I'm going to consecrate this child in your path. So that time the practice was like this, that people used to give up an entire child or children, whatever it is, for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she made this particular niyyah. In the interim, before anything could happen, it is said that her husband passed away. So nevertheless, when she gave birth, instead of a son, she was expecting a son. And she thought, you know, I'll give my son in the path of Allah ta'ala. So she found that there was a daughter that was born. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. So she says, oh Allah, I gave birth to a female. She was hoping to get a male, or she was thinking she'll get a male, and the sons were then given in the khidmat of the deen and sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. Allah ta'ala knows best what you have given in terms of birth. Allah knows it's a female, and Allah knows that a female is better for you than a male. So many times, you know, mothers and fathers also sometimes say, we wish we can get a son, or we wish we can get daughters, or we've got too many daughters, we wish we can get a son, or we've got too many sons, we wish we can get a daughter. Alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong to have that desire, but leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu a'lamu bima wada'at. Allah knows best what he gives to who and why he gives it. So nevertheless, now Maryam radiallahu anha was born, and she brought Maryam up to a certain age, and now when the time came to actually hand over the child into the service of the deen and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said, I'm giving this baby. Everybody was excited here, because normally you get a son coming along. This was now a daughter coming, and there was a kind of struggle. Quite a few people said, we want to take this little baby, this little girl, into our care, and we want to bring her up. We want to be the people that can be honored of making khidmat of this child who has been given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, they all were wondering how. And finally, the lot came, or the honor came to Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya alayhi salam, why him? He was the, what we say in Gujarati or in Urdu, the khala, khalu. That means Zakariya alayhi salam's wife and Hannah were sisters. So therefore he was like the uncle. So he got the opportunity of making khidmah of Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And so she was brought into the masjid, and a special place was given to her to stay there. So alhamdulillah, we had the honor many times. Allah take everybody to Masjidul Aqsa, inshaAllah. So when you go stay in Masjidul Marwan, there's one of the masajid in the whole Masjidul Aqsa complex. Then there is one place there, you will know it, inshaAllah, somebody will show it too. It's called the Mihrab Zakariya, or the Mihrab of Maryam, the little room where Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha used to stay and make ibadat. So she was kept in there. And Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam used to then go and do his work. And this is where the Quran says, and this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are speaking about, that when he came, Then he found inside the room that there was fruits, that she was eating fruits that was not in the season. So normally it was expected at that time that this time of the year we'll get this fruit in this time. Where is she getting these fruits from? So she asked, "Anna laki hada, where is this coming from?" Because the room was locked, nobody could go inside. And where she's getting fruits, and they're also unseasonal fruits. So she said, "Qalat huwa min indillah." This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a miracle. This is a mu'ajizah. These unusual things are only shown to certain people, and those who experience it, they know what they experience. In the Sahaba also, there was this incident mentioned that Hazrat Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was once taken captive, and he was kept in a cage. And the captor, the person who the mushrik used to see, he says, "I used to see that this person here got fruits in his cage, which are not even found in Makkah, and unseasonal fruits. So how is this happening?" Because he was a great wali of Allah, he was a sahabi, and he was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was taken captive. So nevertheless, these things happen to anybody. But this is where we speak about the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not lose hope in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yashau bighayri hisab. So many times people have got difficulty when it comes to their livelihood. We can't find a job, and there are 25 different people who are doing the same job like us, and there's no, you know, nobody's giving me a job, and I don't know where I'm going to get my livelihood, and all that. Qudrat of Allah, he gave fruits out of season to Maryam radiyallahu anha, and huwa min indillah, it was from Allah. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yashau. Allah gives rizq to whomsoever he wants without any reckoning, without any rules, without any regulation, without any counting. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now another part before we conclude. Zakariya alayhi salam was old already. Old. And his wife was also old. They had no children. So this was the time when Zakariya alayhi salam thought that if Allah ta'ala can give fruit to Maryam radiyallahu anha out of season and from where it's coming, then why can't Allah ta'ala give me children? So that time Zakariya alayhi salatu salam also made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Surah Taha, inshallah, we'll come to it, we'll read it. That time he made dua, "Inna ada rabbahu nida'an khafiya, rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba, innaka sami'u dua." Even in today's tarawih we read it, that he made dua, he said, "Allah, give me pure offspring from your side, innaka sami'u dua." This is the other lesson we must learn. When we pick up our hand to make dua, know that innaka sami'u du'a, oh Allah, you listen to du'as. Don't have this thing that, okay, I'll make du'a, Allah is listening, Allah is not listening, why must Allah listen to me, na'udhu billah. How can we say that? I'm such a big gunegar, I'm such a big sinner, Allah won't listen to me. No. Allah is listening, and know for the fact that Allah is waiting for your du'a, and Allah wants to grant you what you are asking Him. So don't lose hope, and don't have this haste. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't have haste. People who are hasty, they won't get their du'as accepted immediately. You'll be accepted, but Allah will accept your du'a as long as you are not hasty. So many times people, you know, they feel they made a du'a here in the masjid and they go out there, and Jibreel alayhi salam will be standing with a basket of dollars or rain and say, "Yeah, you made du'a." It will happen. In Allah, qalat huwa min indillah. But don't be so hasty. Allah ta'ala knows how He works things. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives answer to Zakariya alayhi salam. "In Allah yubashshiruka bi Yahya. You are now, I'm giving you glad tidings of a son." So Zakariya alayhi salam made this dua, and Allah ta'ala accepted his dua. So he's wondering now, he said, "I made this dua." He made it on the basis of Maryam alayhi salam getting fruits out of season. So he's saying, "Allah, now how is this going to happen? I am old. I am old now." قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِغُلَامُ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ. I have reached old age. Now an old man. وَمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرُ. And my wife, he's also past the stage of giving birth. She's barren. She never could give children. Where is this child going to come? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah says, this is how Allah Ta'ala does as He pleases. So these are the lessons that we learn from here in as far as the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Must not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua with total conviction. And don't forget this word, إِنَّكَ سَمِعُ الدُّعَى. Just one more point, when you just quickly go back, that when the mother of Maryam radiallahu anha gave birth, and now she says, you know, "Inni sammaytuha Maryam," that I have given this baby's name Maryam. She gave the name Maryam. So a lot of times, you know, our culture, and a baby is born, then who must give the name? The foe must give the name. The husband's brother, sister, where did they come from? So many of them people come and ask me, they say, well, now the baby is born. So my wife is saying this and I'm saying like this. So I look at the names and we tell people, okay, look, these are good names. These other names must get rid of. Some names, they sound like a medicine. I tell you from the chemist, you can't even pronounce those names of some of the babies. Pharmaceutical names, I call them. You know, some heavy names. So any case, then I say, okay, now, you know what? I think you should give your wife the opportunity to give the final name from this name. These are both good names. She carried, you know, my brothers, what did our mothers and what does a lady go through when she is, you know, pregnant with their child, the tiredness, the sickness, and actually she's putting her life on the line, especially at the time of birth, anything can go wrong. So give her the benefit, tell her, you know what, we're going to give you the opportunity from these names, okay, it's got a good meaning, you can give that name. And here in this ayat of the Quran, who gave the name? The mother gave the name. So nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, these are some of the important lessons. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa ma'ala.